Okay, we're up to today's daf Tes Zayin in Masechta Me'ilah. Okay, so I'd like to discuss a Ishar HaMelech, a controversial statement by the Ishar HaMelech, which today's daf adds a lot of insight into his Chiddush, both for the good and to agree and to disagree. What did the Ishar HaMelech say? So let's give you a little background to what he says, and then we'll see our Gemara what we can do with it in our Gemara. There's a concept called Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh means being that an object belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's holy. Chiba means to love. It's cherished. Being that something is the property of the Beis HaMikdash, automatically that distinction, that status, elevates it to a status that it otherwise wouldn't ordinarily attain unless it went through a certain process. What do we mean? What's a classic example? Tumah, the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. When it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, we have a general halacha that the only thing that can become Tumah is either a food, an object which is a food, or a utensil. If you have a piece of wood, a block of wood, that's not a utensil, it's just a raw piece of wood that has not been fashioned into anything of use, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Now, when it comes to metal is different. Metal is Mekabel Tumah, even though it's not a utensil. But Pshutei Kliyos are not Mekabel Tumah. It's a question. If it's food, you have a small amount of food, of course it's Mekabel Tumah. If you have a utensil, a small little utensil, of course it's susceptible to Tumah. Now the question is, now this is a side point which we'll come to in a few moments. What is the size that an object needs to be in order for it to be Mekabel Tumah? If it's a utensil, as long as it's usable, it has a function, it's susceptible to become tameh if it comes in contact with a sheretz, with the dead, or so on and so forth. If it's food, this is a very important point which we're going to discuss in detail, if it's food, the only time a food is mekabel tumah is if it's the size of an egg. When it comes to eating, we are very familiar, that's today's thought, that's what we're going to discuss in a few moments, the size that something needs to be in order to be forbidden for consumption, in order to receive punishment for achila, is a kezayis. We learned that from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. We learn from a pasuk, from the Shiva Saminim, it says, Eretz Zeish Shem Nudvash, the Gemara learns, where it says the word zayis, it refers to the shear of a kezayis. If you have a piece of non-kosher meat to be liable, Malchus, for consuming the meat, one must eat the size of a kezayis. What is the minimum amount of size an item needs to be in order for it to be susceptible to tumah, or at least to transmit tumah, in order to cause, like, I'm not going to go into details of what we need to shear, it's either for it to become susceptible to tumah, or we need a certain amount of size in order that it has the ability to transmit tumah. But let's put that aside. When it comes to the laws of Tumah, food needs to be at least the size of an egg. An egg is double the size of an olive. Approximately two olives in the size of an egg. Double the size. Okay, let's put that aside. So here's the problem. What?
That's what we call what, a small egg?
Don't get into, forget about that. Let's talk about an average size egg. Whatever the average size egg is. That's not what we need. So here is the chiddush of the Ishar HaMelech. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, there's something called wood, eitzim. Person, shnei gizrei eitzim. Every single day a person, they would put on the mizbech two blocks of wood at a certain precise size, and they were burnt just to offer to burn wood on the Mizbech. A person, if he wants, he can donate as a carbon to Hashem, not an animal, not a mincha, not a nesachim. I want to give a donation of burning wood on the Mizbech. There's such a concept, such a thing of wood. Is wood mekabel tumah? No. The Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, every single morning, they would put on the Beis HaMikdash, two pieces of wood, in preparation for the Tumah Shel Shachar, L'cho'er is not Mekabel Tumah, because it's not a utensil, and it's not a food. It's not a human being, it's not a utensil, it's not a food, it's not susceptible to Tumah. Right? Ketores, the frankincense, every single day they were makter the Ketores shal shach and Ketores shal ben arba'im. On Yom Kippur they were makter Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is the Ketores, the frankincense, is it makabel tumah? Is it susceptible to tumah? L'chayr or not? It's just a bunch. It's not a food. It's just chips of wood, whatever it is, it's spices, whatever it is. It does not qualify as a utensil. It's not a food. So simply, at face value, these items, food and kintores, should not be susceptible to tumah. If they come in contact with the dead, they come in contact with the sherets, it's not susceptible to tumah. Along comes the Shar HaMelech, and he says, being that these items, wood and levona, are property of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a certain chiba, there's a certain love, it's cherished. This concept of chibas hakodesh upgrades wood and ketores to the status of a food, and it's susceptible to tumah. It's an awesome chiddush. It's a concept that, where do we generally apply the rule of chibas hakodesh? Let me give you the general application: is water. Generally speaking, a food is not mekabel tumah. Fruit or vegetable is not mekabel tumah until it comes in contact with liquid. Hechsher mayim. An item must come in contact with liquid before it is susceptible to tumah. Items that are the property of the Beis HaMikdash do not need to come into contact with liquid in order to prepare them, to make them susceptible to tumah, being that they are Kodesh, and there is a concept called Chibas HaKodesh that automatically upgrades them into the status of Hukshar Lekabel Tumah. Does not need the liquid. The Shar HaMelech takes this concept, expands upon it, and says that wood and kintores that belong to the Beis HaMikdash, that is meant for the Mizbeach, they are susceptible to Tumah. If they come in contact with the Sherets, they have to be burnt, destroyed, and removed from the Beis HaMikdash, because Chibas HaKodesh elevates them into the status of an Ochel of a food. That is his Chiddush. Now, problem is as follows. The problem is this concept, once we're saying such a concept, the Mefarshim, I can't remember all the names of the Mefarshim, they take this Chiddush, the Shar HaMelech, and they say, this is ridiculous. Because if this is really true, that you can use Chibas HaKodesh to give something the status of food, why don't we say the following principle? Let's make the following suggestion. If we have an item which... No, I'm sorry, no, I made a mistake. I take it back. What I told you is a given. I made a very bad mistake. The concept that Chibas HaKodesh makes ketores and wood susceptible to tumah, everyone agrees to. It's a din d'oraisa. That's not a controversial statement. That is just like the other halacha I told you. You do not need contact with liquid. Two different examples. An item of Hegdish does not need to come in contact with liquid because Chivas HaKodesh upgrades it to the state where it's prepared to be susceptible to Tumah. And also, it's a given. I didn't yet get to the controversial statement. I'll come to that in a second. It's a given that Chivas HaKodesh gives wood and ketores the status of an ochel, and it is indeed susceptible to Tumah. Okay, that's a given. What then is the controversial statement of the Shar HaMelech? He goes further. Normally, when it comes to food, in order for an item of food to be susceptible to tumah, or for all of the laws of tumah to apply to food, whatever they are, that's a different topic of discussion, but in order for food to have the full status of tumah, it needs to be the size of an egg. An egg is approximately 2 olives. But when you're dealing with food that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, let's say you're dealing with a piece of nevela, you're dealing with any type of food, whatever, a piece of basar kodesh, a piece of meat, not nevela, a piece of meat that the kohen's going to eat in a few minutes, part of the kodesh, and it's the size of an olive. It's not the size of an egg, it's too small, it's only half the size of what it would normally need to be susceptible for tumah, being that it's kodesh. There's something called Chibas HaKodesh. It will get the full law of Tumah even if it's only the size of an olive. We can throw out the window this sacred law that Tumah needs the size of an egg, That's true for items that are mundane, chulin, but when it comes to kodesh, it's sacred, it's cherished. Even a food that is the size of an olive is susceptible, gets the full law of tumah because of chibas hakodesh. This is the statement, the chiddush of the Shaar HaMelech. Again, very quickly.
His own
svara. That's why it's so controversial. That's why everyone is jumping on him. Whoa, who says? Who told you to say such a thing? It's a given that there's a concept of Chibas HaKodesh that is all over Shas. And Chibas HaKodesh, I'll give you two examples. Does not need to come in contact with liquid. Food normally needs liquid, now when it comes to Kodesh. Number two, wood and Ketores, spices, unheard of. Unheard of that they should be susceptible to Tumah. But if it's the property of the Beis HaMikdash, Chibas HaKodesh upgrades them to the status of a food and its Mekabel Tumah. Now, ooh, look at that. It's such a powerful concept. It can transform something new. Let's go further, Shaar HaMelech. Food normally needs an egg? Double? Two kazay? No. Kodesh, Chibas HaKodesh is so powerful, it will transform the halacha. It's susceptible or receives the full laws of Tumah when it's only the size of an aleph, a zayis. Along comes all the mefarshim, all of the commentators on Shaar HaMelech, and they say, Mechates, how could you say such a thing? If you want to say such a chiddush, why stop there? Let's say it's less than the size of an aleph. You can say if it's half of an aleph, it's kodesh. It should be mekabel tumah. So where do you draw the line? Why should there be a difference between a kazayis and less than a kazayis? Go even further. And furthermore, okay, this is really weird. All touched upon. Furthermore, this concept of Chibas HaKodesh is only true when it comes to Chashivos. Now when it comes to size, in other words, wood. Wood, why is wood not Mekabel Tumah? Because wood, it's nothing. Well, anything, yeah, I love inanimate things, but it's not functional, doesn't serve a purpose. Food serves a purpose. Utensil serves a purpose. A piece of wood, it's nothing. What is it? It's just raw material. It's not. So there's a concept. Chibas HaKodesh can transform the quality of something. Echos. But nowhere do we find that Chibas HaKodesh can transform kamos, quantity. When it comes to Tumah, the Torah gave you a shear. The shear is a beitzah. We learn from different halachas, whatever the sources are, different topic. We learn that when it comes to tumah, there's a requisite shear of an egg. You want to say Chibas HaKodesh will take something that's less than an egg and make believe it has more kamois, quality versus quantity. Chibas HaKodesh is only a yesod throughout the Torah in transforming quality. Something doesn't, it's just piece of wood, Ketore, it's Kodesh. Ah, it's a new quality. Holy, it's a holy item. It's been transformed. Quantity, when you need a shiur, when you need a certain requisite size, you need a beitza, you're going to say, Chibas HaKodesh is going to fill in the missing gap and create mass, create material that doesn't exist. Well, this is a stretch. So therefore, this is the challenge, two challenges to the approach of the Shaar HaMelech. How can the Shaar HaMelech go and say that Chibas HaKodesh will allow a food item that's only a kazayis to be Mekabel Tumah when, number one, we only find, once you're going that, once you're saying that, you're transforming the less than the Beitz, say the same thing, less than a kazayis also, it should be Mekabel Tumah. And number two, we only find this idea of Chibas HaKodesh with regard to Echos, not with regard to Kamas. So, in defense of this question, and this is going to come to our Gemara, is you're making a fundamental mistake, and this is a very beautiful yisod to walk away with. Tumah, what is tumah? Why is it that the shear of tumah is the size of a beitza? When it comes to food items, the shear is always a kazayis. That we know. Why is it a kazayis? Halacha l'moshe misnai kazayis eretz zeishem rudvash. It's a certain amount, a significant amount of material, of food, kamos. The Shah HaMelech understands the reason why food in general needs a share of a beitza is chashivas. Tumah is a tremendous chiddush. And we arrive to that chiddush in today's daf. The essence, how do you look at the shiur of tumah? Is it just a black and white measurement? The Torah wants there should be a beitza, there should be a certain amount of a material mass in order for it to be susceptible to tumah, or is it that the rules of tumah there's a logic to the rules of tumah, and the logic is it has to be choshev. A kezayis is significant, and that's why when you eat a kezayis, yechayif, it's aser. If it's a mitzvah matzah, it's significant, so you have fulfilled the mitzvah. But just because something is significant does not make it choshev, does not make it important. For it to be important, when you're dealing with an item of food, choshev has to be the size of an egg. That's choshev. Not to be confused with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we have the dinim of satisfaction. That's a whole different halacha. You have to satisfy your stomach. Your stomach is only satisfied when it meets the size of a large date. That's a different issue. But dealing with food, food is significant the size of an aleph, but for food to be choshev, you need it to be the size of a beitza. When you work with that principle, everything makes perfect sense. Then, what's the pshat in the shanach? Why is it pshat that less than a kezayis, if it's kodesh, automatically is susceptible to tumah? It's not because tumah is a shear in size. It depends on chashivos. Once this piece of food is the property of the Beis Hamikdash, it's a different quality. And when it's a different quality, it's choshev even when it's only the size of a kezayis. So the whole two questions was this whole halacha. Both questions are answered. The whole question was, how can you go and you say Chibas HaKadosh is going to make something that's less than a kezayis? More than a kezayis, the din of Chibas HaKadosh is only a din in quality, not a din in quantity. When it comes to tumah, you need a quantity of a beitza. Number two, Chibas HaKadosh, once you're going to say that, you could say the same exact thing when it's going to be less than the size of a kezayis. That you miss. That's exactly the point. Tumah is totally not in size. Tumah is totally in chashivos. So when something is mundane, chashivos is a beitza. When something is sacred, then something that's choshev is the size of an aleph. Less than the size of an olive cannot possibly be choshev, because if you're not significant, you can't be choshev. That's a metzias. Because if the Torah says if you eat pig or nois of a tameh kodesh, the kohen eats less than a kezayis of kodesh, he has not accomplished anything, so it's not significant. If it's not significant, it's certainly not choshev. But once it's significant enough that you have fulfilled the mitzvah, don't have it with regard to kodesh, and it's also kodesh, it's also choshev. Therefore, you don't need to go to the larger size of a beitza. Chibas HaKodesh does exactly that. It transforms its ichus, its quality. And that is what tumah so desperately wants. It wants something of quality. It just happens to be when it comes to chulin, you're not going to have quality unless you have a certain quantity that's double the normal size. But if you don't, you're not dealing with something which is mundane, you're dealing with something which is sacred, it automatically will have that quality even when it's half the size. So it fits perfectly into this yisod. Now, why does all of this relate to today's daf? What does all of this have to do? Everything with Shah Melech, the yisod Chibas HaKodesh, and these yisodos of what is the purpose of tumah? Is tumah a din of quantity? Is a din of quality? There's a very interesting few lines Gemara which we have a and this is elaborated by a Marshal, I believe it's a Marshal, and we'll see in one second, that explains what this, let me read you the Gemara. The Gemara daf Tezayin Amidei says as follows, Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Achila Shrotzim Loike Allah Bikazayis. First it's a Sheretz. One of the Shmoy, we're dealing with the Shmoy and the Shrotzim. Shmuel Shvatzim are not little insects. Shmuel Shvatzim are they're like squirrels. They're like turtles. They're big. They're significant. They're big creatures. So when he told the Shmuel Shvatzim, he eats a piece of meat. He eats a piece of the flesh of the Shmuel Shvatzim. It's a prohibition. It's a sherit. It's not kosher. Like a law of bikazayis, the shear is an olive. My timer. Achin Ksibe, it says in the Torah, lo soyachal. Don't eat anything that says, we have a halacha lo shu sinai, don't eat means a kazayis. Contradiction. V'yotani, Rav Yosi, Rav Yechanina, Kameid, Rav Yochanan, V'yivdaltim, Benat Behem, Tameya, Benat Behem, Hatahoyra, Latameya, Ben Oif, Hatame, Latar, V'loit, Shaksu, Esnafshe, Sechem, Babehem, V'oif, V'chol, Asher, Turmois, Hadama, Asher, V'dalti, Lochem, Latame. Pasach akasa beachilu v'sayim b'tmeya, ma tmeya b'chadosh, af achilu b'chadosh. To make a long story short, the Gemara makes a drasha, it says here, tuma, by a sheretz, not only are you not allowed to eat a sheretz, you're not allowed to make contact with a sheretz. What is the sheer tuma by a sheretz? An adosh, a lentil. A lentil. And the pasach compares the eating to the contamination, to teach you that when it comes to eating a sheretz, you are chayiv malchus for eating a sheretz, even the size of a lentil. Contradiction. On one hand, we have chayiv for eating a sheretz, the shear is a kezayis. Other hand, we have a gemara that tells us the shear for eating a sheretz is an adosh, a lentil. Is it a lentil or is it an aleph? What's going on? The gemara says, no kasha. If you pluck off a limb off a sheretz and you eat it from a living sheretz, there was no tumah. There's no tumah. Then the shear is a kezayis. If you take a bite into a living sheretz, or you pull a limb off a sheretz and you eat it, it was never tumah sheretzim. The shear is a kezayis. But if the sheretz dies, so the shmoyne shrotzim amitame with an av hatoma, and even the lentil size of a dead sheretz is mitame. If you eat a lentil size from a dead sheretz, so it's a gzeres hakas. Just like the law of tuma is an adasha, the prohibition of achila will also be an adasha. So that's the kan b'misasan kan b'chaye. Along comes the Mefarsh, and what's the lundis? Why is that so? Why is it the shear of Nadasha? So this is, it's a Darkei Moshe, and it's a Marshal. They say an incredible Yisod, which if not for them, you would not necessarily know this, and they say this. There's a concept called Berea. We know that normally when it comes to eating, you're not allowed to eat more, you have to eat a kazayis. But let's say you have a complete insect. This insect is a fraction, a teeny fraction of a kazayis. But it's an insect, you can see it. We're not dealing with microscopic. We're dealing with an insect that you can see. You can see the bark. And it's all the fine details. Everything is there. And you eat the entire insect. Are you chayiv for eating a sheretz? Absolutely. Why? But it's not a sheer. Beria. It's choshev. A creature, a complete creature is choshev in its own right. Along comes the Dark Emotion and the Marshal, and they say, do you know why an adosha by a sheretz yichai? Because when one of the shrots in the chimet, when it first is created, when it first comes into the world, okay, we don't know exactly what these shrots are, it is the size of a lentil. It's a beria. The din of adosha lentil all is rooted in the concept of its choshev. It has the status of a beria, chashivus. And since it's choshev, that's why it's metame when it's even that size. So we don't know an unbelievably so indirectly is that the tumah, like really, this is the idea of the Shah HaMelech. The reason why a sheretz is metame the size of an adasha and is not metame the normal size of a beitza is because when you're dealing with shiratzim, the yisod is chashivus. It has to be choshev. And being that the size of an adasha is choshev, because that's the size it starts out when it's created, that is enough to trigger the laws of tumah with regard to sheratzim. And now comes a tremendous chiddush. And if something is choshev, that's better than being significant. Because one suddenly sees a one-way street. If something is choshev, it automatically means it's significant. If something is significant, it doesn't mean it's choshev. Regular food is significant when it's the size of a kezayis. It's significant. You're chayif. But you're not, there's no tumah, it's not choshev until it reaches the double the size of a beitza. But when you're dealing with something which is choshev, and it's smaller than the size, it's small. It's even small. It's teeny. An adasha is much smaller than the size of a kezayis, and it's choshev. Once it's choshev, it's automatically significant, and that's why there'll be a chi of malchus even for eating the size of an adasha. So it all fits in. All fits in perfectly. Basically, so it is. Of the takeaway from the Shamalch is there are dinim in the Torah that there are shiur in the Torah. When it comes to achila, isser, and heter, generally it's a kezayis. And then there's tumah, and tumah the shiur is generally a beitza. Is it the pshat that is just different sizes? It's this is this size, that's that size. It's all very black and white, very scientific. No, the soul to take away from this is. The sizes is just a revelation of a certain idea, relates to a certain concept. The reason why a kezayis is a kezayis, it's not a scientific measure, it's significant. And when the Torah wants you not to do something, or to do something, wants you to do something significant. That's why it's a kezayis. Tumah, it's not because of significance. Tumah is totally in chashivos. Generally, chashivus comes after significance. And that's why food, the shiur is a kezayis, tumah is double the size. Chibas HaKodesh will work to upgrade something that's less than the size of a beitza. Because since tumah is all dependent on chashivus, so even though you don't have the requisite size of a beitza, if it's the property of the Beis HaMikdash and it's the size of a kezayis, oh, that's choshev. And tumah just wants chashivos. Generally, to get to chashivos, you got to go up to a beitza. But we know that chibas hakodesh gives chashivos where chashivos is absent, like by wood and by ketores, by mayim, things that have not been watered. It automatically upgrades chashivos. That's why it works. And here in our Gemara we have a very unusual case, which really complements our Gemara, is where if something is choshev, like by the Shmoyne Shratzim, how do we know it's choshev? Because the Shmoyne Shratzim is metame even when it's the size of a lentil. Why is a lentil? Because the Shtark Moshe tells us because it is choshev, because it's a din of Berea, of a creature, and the Berea, everyone agrees without any disagreement that the concept of it being chay for a creature is dependent on the concept of it being choshev. So therefore, that's why it's metame, even the size of an adasha. Once it's choshev, it's automatically significant. If something is choshev, it's automatically significant, and that's why the Gemara, that's the pshat, that's the hisver of the Gemara. The Gemara says that when the sheretz is dead, just like the tumah is the size of a lentil, the chi of achila, malchus, will also be the size of a lentil, because if something is choshev, it's automatically significant. Kezayis is only to gain significance. Beitz is only to gain chashivas. A bria is choshev even when it's a teeny little thing. Adasha is the chashivas of a sheretz. So it's choshev. And if it's choshev, it's automatically significant. So you don't need to come on to the kezayis. You already have the significance in the adasha. And that's why the pasuk tells us you're going to be chayef achila for the adasha as well.